أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده صدق الله العظيم. One of the greatest blessings of Allah, from among the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us, is that of making tawbah. When we making tawbah, it is something that Allah Ta'ala gets very happy with. This one hadith that describes the joy of Allah Ta'ala when a servant makes tawbah. Just look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We did wrong, we sinned, and then we go ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala gets so happy, subhanallah. And then, also you must keep in mind that, what is the meaning of the word at-tawab? So now we're doing the names of Allah. Okay, we did first once only about Allah, now we're doing the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. So it is the month of Ramadan, and we are now in the second 10 of it, and you know the second 10 is what we refer to as the days of istighfar, you know, Allah forgiveness. And tawbah and istighfar are normally used synonymously, but there is a slight difference, but we won't go into that now. The idea is that tawbah is an opportunity for us to go and have ourselves forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word tawab is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Literally, when you say tawab, you translate it as one who returns. One who repeatedly returns. What is this returning? This one is that when we make a sin, we go to Allah Ta'ala and repeatedly returns us with forgiveness. So this is such a great name. You know, innahu kana tawwaba, we read every single day of our life in Surah Nasr. But we need to understand that this is one very, very beautiful gift, and we need to be continuously involved in making tawbah, because the whole idea is the day we close our eyes, then we don't want to go there in front of Allah Ta'ala with the whole book of accounts, you know, the whole lot of sins that have not been sorted out. So therefore, we must make tawbah regularly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahi, I take an oath that I make istighfar and attend to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah. So he's true, as istighfar and tawbah. More than 70 times. And in one narration, 100 times a day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'asum. What gunas he made. But he is teaching us that we need to make tawbah regularly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing is, this is a very, very great. If we're making tawbah, remember, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side that we are given the tawfiq. Because some people, they are doing sins and sins, they don't get the tawfiq of making tawbah. So if we make tawbah, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity, put it in our heart to turn to Him in tawbah. And so we mentioned that tawbah means, tawwab means one who repeatedly accepts. And it has to be like that. Why? Because Allah made us as insan, and we repeatedly commit sin. Allah didn't make us like the angels, you know, that we're going to commit sins. Allah knows this insan to commit sins. And Allah said, tawab, that each time you commit sin, you come back to me, I'm going to return the thing to you with the favor of acceptance of tawbah. So that is why we need to know that we are being very, very, favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person makes tawbah, then he actually reconnects with Allah Ta'ala. Meaning what? That when we committed a sin, the line broke, the connection broke. And then now when you make tawbah, the connection is restored. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, the example of tawbah is like a person who breaks his wuzu. When the wuzu breaks, you go and make wuzu again. You don't say, nah, I'm not going to read namaz now, my wuzu broke. No, no. You go, you make wuzu, and then you come back. So when a person sins, then it is like his connection broke. You make tawbah again with sincerity, and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now just look at Allah again. He, after we make tawbah, when he gets happy, and then Allah says, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ التَّوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ. He accepts your, and then He shows mercy on you. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sin, and Allah ta'ala is not going to now, you know, deprive us of any of the favors and the promises He has made for us. Allah is showering lots of favors on the righteous people. The minute a person makes tawbah, then while his sins are all wiped out, all his good deeds are maintained, Allah doesn't wipe that also out. And over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor him with all the goodness that has been favoring the righteous people. So we can see what a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is to be involved in tawbah. And the past sins are not. Also, how happy Allah ta'ala gets. Even if somebody does wrong to us, you know, in our shop or wherever it is, he does wrong, then we shout him, he does wrong. Each time he comes, we'll shout him first good and solid. Then how many times you're making nonsense? Each time I must come and put you right here, and then we keep on shouting him. Allah Ta'ala doesn't do that. Allah gets extremely happy. So we must look at the opportunity where we can please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala by making a repeated tawbah to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then, like I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq. That is another thing Allah Ta'ala also does. Allah Ta'ala gives indications to us to come to tawbah by bringing about certain situations which makes us realize, hey, you know what, I better put myself right. So for example, you see maybe a bad situation happen to somebody just out of the blue, and then that knocks us. We say, hey, you know what, this happened, I better put myself right. So that is an indication that Allah is giving you a sign that, brother, you must make tawbah now. So in this way, there are various situations that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings about through which then a person will make tawbah, and he'll realize himself a calamity befall somebody else or a calamity befell somewhere else. So you say, what happened to those people? Hey, what if it happens to us? I'd rather have my record cleared with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then another important thing about tawbah is it is the first action that took place in this world on the akhirat, where Adam alayhi salatu was salam made a mistake by forgetfully. He ate and we eat from the tree, whatever the tree was. We asked the children, let's say apple tree. I say, the Quran didn't say apple tree, it's just a tree. And we had got apple from. So Adam alayhi salam, he was this thing, what you call it. He did that. Now, and Allah Ta'ala told him, but I told you that you must not go. Alam anhakuma antilkum ash-shajara. You still went to go eat. Adam alayhi salam felt very bad. But Allah Ta'ala made him make tawbah. فَتَلَقَّى عَدَمَ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Adam alayhi salam received the tawfiq and the words of tawbah from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he didn't know how to make tawbah. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala taught him. That's why we make the dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So here we find that this is one of the oldest acts that was taught already in Jannat. Why? Because Allah knew these people are going to go down the family of Adam alayhi salam, the progeny and the offspring, and they're going to be causing it big time as far as sins are concerned. They're going to make a lot of gunas. So they are going to now need this particular gift of mine. It's a gift of Allah Ta'ala that they're going to regularly turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in tawbah and in repentance. Then we know that when tawbah, the other thing comes into mind, you know. I made tawbah, did Allah accept my tawbah? So we must remember, Allah Ta'ala doesn't give false promises. This word tawbah, tawab, comes at least 10 times in the Quran. And tawbah comes almost more than 50 times. That's the word tawbah so often, right? So Allah doesn't give false promises that, you know what, make tawbah and then he don't. But here there are three conditions which we always repeat. The first one is that a person must feel remorse in his heart. He, you know, how could I? He must feel guilty. The second thing, he must give up that sin. But now he mustn't be, while he's busy making tawbah, he's still busy throwing the dice on the gambling table, for example. Or he's busy drinking and making tawbah and busy. No, give up the sin. And the third thing is, he must make a firm resolution not to do it again. That is the thing. Allah, I'm not going to do that again. He mustn't be saying, well, I make tawbah this week, but next week I'm going back again to it. No, that's not a firm resolution. He must resolve, I'll never ever go back and commit the sin. So shaitan will come at that time and start petering with you and say, you know what? You make so many gunas, you make so much sin, hey, Allah is going to forgive you. And the idea of shaitan is to make sure we stay as dirty and in crime of sin as much as he can, because he's looking for enough company to take with him into the fire of Jahannam. So don't let shaitan come and interfere with us in any way. So know that he's forgiven. Allah, alhamdulillah, has been good to us, over and done with. And don't brood on that sin also. Sometimes a person goes back and keeps on feeling, you feel guilty, you feel remorse, and alhamdulillah, sin is gone. But don't keep on feeling guilty there. Will ever Allah, will he ever, yes, Allah has forgiven you, over and done with. And lastly, they say, La tanzuru ila sighri dhunubikum. Do not look at the smallness of your sin. Walakin zur ila man adhnabtum ilayh. Don't look at the small, it's a small guna, this man. It's only one of. Rather look at the being against whom you had committed a sin. So if you're looking at that, Allah is so great, then even if it's a small sin, you say, how could I do that to my Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Maybe repeated tawbah, especially in the month of Ramadan, and train ourselves to continuously with it after Ramadan.